Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the 30-Minute Lunch Break Podcast. This is episode 131. My name is Brandon Rosenthal. Alongside me is Eric Garcia. We are going to talk about some NFL action.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back. If you are brand new, please hit the subscribe button if you like to see more of us. You can also be alerted when we create new content. We're going to be big on YouTube this year. A lot of fun stuff. We're going to just have more fun. And show you guys what we do. We like to talk sports in a car. That's what we do.
Talk sports in cars.
Yeah, talk sports, drink a little bit, have some fun. And we're going to talk about the NFL. Part one was all about the NBA. We talked about Blake being traded. We talked about LeBron to LA, Laker moves, and James Harden's 60-point game. So make sure you check that out. That was a lot of fun.
We allowed ourselves to dream a bit.
We allowed ourselves to dream a bit with a little bit of Klay Thompson. So that was, you know, I don't want to get back to that. That's too long.
No. We allowed ourselves to dream. That's all you want to
do. We allow ourselves to dream.
That's why we do this. Sometimes we want to make it about us.
Absolutely. Now we're going to talk about the NFL because we started this thing about two major trades happened, one in the NBA and one in the NFL. We covered the NBA and this one's about the NFL. And then we're going to talk Super Bowl when it's all said and done. Alex Smith traded to Washington. This was, looked at my phone like a what the fuck. Whoa.
There's something in the air.
Shocking. This was, I think this is even more shocking than Blake.
Because,
to the team he got traded to. I did not expect that. They, you know, it was just shocking to me. Like that Alex Smith went, I thought he was going to go to,
but you're like, he's not going to be a Washington racial slur.
And re-up there. Not just that. I'm dedicated to the slur. 4 years, $94 million.
The slur is full. You know what I mean? The slurs are hot this year. They're making moves.
The football team, with the racist name signs Alex Smith. 4 years, $94 million. What'd you say? $70 million guaranteed?
Yeah, 70 is his.
Damn.
You know, and honestly, and people are like, why would the Redskins do that?
Well, very.
I don't know the exact number, so guys, I'm guessing, don't fuck shit on me over this, but 45, I'm thinking, maybe even a little bit more, was pocketed by fucking Kirk Cousins the last 2 years. Because what? That franchise tag has got to be carrying over 20.
Yeah.
So he got that twice. So what are we talking about? 50, maybe?
In 2 years.
Or, you know, 48?
Yeah.
47? That was all him. Cash, money, give it right here. And Alex is like, I can get that. If you're paying Kirk that kind of money, well, shit. I'm Alex Smith.
Do you think that he's better than Kirk Cousins?
I think he's better than Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
In
what ways? Because they're very similar players. Like, when you watch them play, they're very similar.
I'm kind of glad you asked that, and I'm going to answer this question. It's going to come off as a dick, but that's why I think these two guys are comparable in this level. And this is why, they are very similar. And since they're similar, Alex Smith is better at every single thing. A little bit more.
Yeah,
knocking him out of the park.
I'm older.
They do the same things, except Alex Smith does them better. I don't want to simplify it.
No, you're right.
But that's specifically it. The run, they both are athletic. Alex definitely runs better than Kirk.
Yep. Oh, for sure.
You know, he's improved his deep pass. He turns the ball over less. I mean,
he's been better at that.
He's better than Kirk Cousins. He is what we're like. Honestly, if you're the kind of team that signs Kirk Cousins, you're hoping he gives you Alex Smith kind of games.
Yeah.
And you're the rest of your team. Because look,
even
though I'm hyping Alex Smith in this part of the argument, I'm also going to tell you, Alex Smith is also not going to be the kind of guy that you ride a whole team on his back and go get it done.
No, but
that's not the guy.
He has evolved from the can't win a game down 14 guy. To now, he can win a game down 14 if he has enough playmakers around him that can do Tyreek Hill things. He has thrown the deep ball much better.
But it's not his skill. It's not his preferred skill level.
No.
But he can get, you're right. But before that was flat out not even a part of it.
Not even a possibility.
And now that's part of his game.
Yeah.
But what is part of his game is he is definitely not going to be the reason why you lose a game.
Not many times.
You know what I mean? And
only one. I think he was picked that one time against the Jets, and I think he lost that game where it was like a game-ending interception. But yeah, he doesn't lose many games, and he hasn't. Look, to be honest, excuse me. I was looking at his Pro Football Reference numbers, and 30,000 passing yards, and I'm like, he has a winning record. If he plays another 5-10 years,
don't say it yet. Don't, because then you're gonna kill it.
It's really, but you know where I'm going.
I know, and you shouldn't.
And it's,
and you shouldn't.
It's weird.
And I'm a fan.
It's just weird. It was just weird for me. I was like, wait a minute.
Well, look, he has to at least, okay, so it's NFC now. I was about to say AFC because he's now in the NFC.
Yeah, he's in the NFC.
He needs at least one more championship game.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe not win it, but another championship game. Look, I agree with you that he kind of has, not fully, because you are who you are at the end of the day, but he's been able to knock a lot of the horrible stuff that people thought. Like, at least the worst parts of his game, he's not as bad at those.
Yeah.
He is who he is in the main parts, which is why you get Alex Smith. The guy's gonna fucking manage the game exactly how you game plan. Good coaches, competent coaches, want an Alex Smith. Cause they know,
okay,
the game plan that I designed, he's gonna go out there and execute it for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Because Alex Smith is not a guy that's a gunslinger, a guy that's out there. He's not an improviser. He's not a guy. He's a guy that runs a fucking system and fucking very well.
Well, I mean, he had career highs in every single category this year.
Again, because he could run a fucking system.
Well, Jay Gruden has a system. We'll see how well it develops. That's what I was going to ask you.
And Jay Gruden, low-key, let's be real, whether he was right or wrong.
He's not bad.
No. Or what this is the point is, he didn't like, or he was done with Kirk.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, these guys basically threw that under the bus over and over. Like, they made it clear. That's why it was, again, we said it's big news, but at the end of the day, it's big news that they got Alex Smith. Yeah. That's huge news.
That is big news.
But it wasn't big news that they definitely were going to move on from Kirk. That wasn't big news. That was a wrap. That was like...
We all knew that.
All parties involved there, Kirk Cousins being one of them.
So,
no, even though he dropped earlier, he said, I would have taken the third franchise tag. No shit.
Yeah, obviously.
I hate this kind of news. And I know, I'm not trying to knock on the journalists. If I have a mic, I will report that shit too.
Exactly.
And I'll write you how many.
That's telling you. Exactly. Yeah,
so I'll do the same thing you're doing. But at the same time, it's like, oh, you'll take $30-something million? Yes. Okay. I'm shocked that you would do that.
Because then next year I'll be in the situation as long as you don't get hurt, and I'll be fine.
And even if he does, who fucks he? I just mentioned earlier, so what? He just made $80 million in 3 years. Bro, unless you're the moron of all morons, you're good. You're fine, dog.
Antoine Walker?
You know, exactly. Exactly. Antoine, well, we always got to go to the NBA if we want to find the real fuck-ups.
Real fucking idiots with
the
money.
Real casual.
Always go to the NBA. That's for damn sure.
Because they got more of it,
guaranteed,
so they were allowed to make bigger mistakes. No, it's not even that.
Guaranteed the more money you
make,
mistakes.
The more money you make, the larger mistakes you can make. Some NBA guys lost $1 million. Well, some basketball guys lost $76 million.
Well, if you're gambling with Michael Jordan, you're gonna always lose and be prepared to lose a lot of money.
I love that. Obviously, I'm gonna go back to a Lakers story, but I like this shit. John Ireland used to always talk about that shit. He goes, one of his favorite parts of traveling with the team is you get to see what's going on. But sometimes he's like, he goes, you don't understand how many times you've seen it where these guys were be in the back of the Laker plane, playing poker, gambling. And there's like a rookie or some Jack, and he's betting with Shaq. And it's like Shaq's dropping 10, and this idiot's like, yeah, let's do this. It's like, you are two different levels on, like, you don't understand the levels that are going on right now. And if you lose 26 grand right now, you are fucked. Shaq won't remember it.
No.
Ever. You know what I'm saying?
He'll forget he even, yeah, exactly. He'll forget he even got your money.
Yeah.
Like, not that he won the game, like,
You know what's probably going to happen here? It's going to get to a certain point where Shaq is going to say, give me half of it, because obviously you don't have it. You know, but I mean,
I know
you're never going to get into Shaq's pockets.
That isn't
a possibility, because even when...
He's doing it with Kazam money.
Let's just say you're good, Brandon, right? Let's just say he's good. No, let's just say you're like a fucking MIT counting cards as genius motherfucker, right? And you're like on some shit, and you're taking Shaq's shit to the fullest level. The problem is, especially if you're playing poker and shit's like Texas Hold'em, well, Shaq's gonna always have the bigger bank.
Yeah, for sure.
So at a certain point, even though you're a genius of all geniuses, well, you can't ever go all in like Shaq can go all in.
Shaq can go all in.
All the way in.
Everything.
All in your ass, all over everything you have.
Yeah, everything,
you know,
man.
You know what I mean?
Okay, well, here, let's table that to, where is Kirk going to sign? Because that's where it kind of started from.
Kirk, okay.
So the options are here. I'll give the four options that I'm hearing, realistic or not. And we
best
can
part about, and that's the best part about the Alex Smith trade. Now we can focus on the reality. Yeah. Where's
Kirk going? So let's rank these teams. Maybe you have another team in here.
Okay.
Denver.
Mm-hmm.
New York Jets. New York Giants, I threw in there. Because don't think that they're just going to go with Eli, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think they can be a dark horse. Okay, one that I didn't write in here. Cardinals.
Okay, that's the...
And the Niners. The Niners are another dark horse team because they have been linked in the past. And like you said, you know, just because we got Jimmy G doesn't mean everything's going to pan out the way we think. Especially with this, you know, they surprise us with Navarro being released and, you know, like, they surprise us with some things. So, I don't want
to... No, and because you always want to do what you can do. The Niners need to, again, we're speaking as fans and we're speaking hopeful, but worst case scenario, again, you always could franchise Jimmy.
Yeah.
But let's just say that for whatever reason, that's just not going to be the... You can go get Kirk. You get what you want.
If you guys can't figure something out, then you can go get Kirk.
You better not get anything less than that.
Yeah, but I mean, it seems like Denver
okay, I'm glad you added Arizona in it. So far, Arizona's... I like that.
Over Denver?
No, not over Denver. But what I mean is you added... No, because you... I'm speaking for... If you were part of the Kirk camp, you want some sort of competition for you.
Yeah.
And Arizona and Denver. No, and realistic competition.
And the Jets are going to be realistic.
No, but realistic as far as they could be good.
Well, because how many times did you say the Jets are a quarterback away from being a competent
And you know that was my line a lot.
Exactly, in the power rankings. Yeah. That's why I'm pulling it up.
And exactly. And that's why Arizona definitely belongs there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to bring up the Jets, then Arizona even more so.
But the most unfortunate thing about Arizona is that the QB whisperer is no longer there, even though I'm sure he'll have some ties to the franchise and talk to them and maybe go visit them every once in a while.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Bruce.
That changes the whole game. Everything
but
I like about
he might work for ESPN. Like that might be a guy they hire.
The fact that that's what you're right about. That is all the stuff that I like about the Arizona move. If I was Kirk,
just thinking the past.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Bruce still, yeah. And is that the reality now? You know, and maybe not. But look, we all said Jacksonville up until you know reports that Blake's getting hurt. Maybe now that means he's definitely coming back to Jacksonville because he's getting surgery. His money's guaranteed.
And that's he'll be ready, right?
Yeah, he could be ready, but it's like, especially, but now he's like, what's the rush, bro?
go sign a good backup.
Go sign a good backup
and be solid.
Yeah. But Kirk, hey, one thing that you didn't mention there, and just because I've heard it from himself, Kirk wouldn't say no to Cleveland.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't. Why not?
Cleveland is a team we want to add. There, maybe it's not the ideal. You asked me after we mentioned we're going to add them to the list.
Okay,
but then we're going to go back to the question you asked me.
Where are we ranking?
Where do you
them?
Prefer? Obviously, they're not one or two, but yeah. I think Kirk. Going back to what we said about Blake Griffin, if we want to keep a trend, is maybe now that he's been franchised, he wants to be wanted. That's why people say that you know people underestimate free agency because for some of these players. This is your chance to now get courted, dog.
Yeah.
You want someone to be like, come on, man, come here. You know, that feels good. No matter how much you think you don't care, you're all in your, like, you're so confident in your shit. We want to be loved. We want to be wanted.
We can finally judge Hugh Jackson the way we want to with a good quarterback and not with some dog shit quarterback and a crappy team. But, well, I mean.
I agree what you're saying, but I've already judged Hugh Jackson like I wanted to.
I know. Which is fine.
Which is, he's a bad head coach.
All right. I mean, so let's go with your, you know.
Let me throw a dark horse in there as well.
What's another dark horse?
Or maybe, I don't know, Cincinnati?
If they get rid of Andy Dalton?
Because they haven't said they want to keep him.
Yeah, but with Marvin Lewis coming back, I think that they're just kind of just going to.
They're going to do what I thought they
It just seems like just going to do the same thing, right?
Yeah, and that's what. No, but this is where I was going to say, Mike, the problem. And I'm not trying to shit on a franchise, but the problem with your move, just keeping it 100% real, it makes too much fucking sense.
Yeah.
The fucking Bengals, the fact that they got Lewis back, oh, okay. Yeah, they're letting their fucking fans know.
Same thing.
Same bullshit.
Same thing, guys.
Running it again.
First round exit.
If that. Okay, but they still never win a playoff game ever. Man. You know, ruin AJ Green's fucking prime of his career.
Oh, my God.
Because he's bullshitting with his
whack-ass
squad.
He's so good, dude. He's so good.
Hell yeah.
That's what the Bengals are doing, Mike.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Would I take fucking Kirk Cousins over fucking Andy Dalton? Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Fuck yes.
And we already know how. What do you think Jimmy G is going to get paid?
Right.
25, 26?
Yeah, not the prime dollar.
Yeah. Okay.
25 is where I would definitely
pick. I think so. I think he'll end up there. I think Kirk will end up like a 24 or something like that, as much as Alex Smith.
Depends where. If we say Denver, that's where you're looking at that. if we're talking Cleveland, well, Cleveland's going to have to pay 30 per, you know, yeah. The reason he goes to Cleveland is because they're going to offer him 30. The craziest amount of money that's out there.
Yeah, true that.
That's how you land Kirk if you're Cleveland. And that's why, I know it sounds crazy, but that's why they have a real realistic shot. You know, a lot of money is always money. Dog. Yeah. Like, you know, let's keep it real. If Kirk's getting offered a buttload of money to go to Cleveland,
he's going to get offered a buttload of money to go anywhere.
Yeah, but
except Washington.
And then if he doesn't really feel as wanted as he wants to be wanted, then he could say, look, this is the thing is, the best part, this is why free agency is awesome. This is why it should always happen. Because that's the beauty is, you don't want no one to own you. Fuck that shit. So the best part of free agency is he gets to find out, do people want me? Mm-hmm. And then, even after he's pitched by every fucking team, he's like, I don't feel it. None of these teams truly are my team. None of this. And then he gets to tell himself, now let me just open up my arms and just ask one of these fools to write the biggest check. Because he could find a perfect fit and then now maybe take the lesser money because he likes what they're doing. He loves what they're doing. Perfect head coach.
Kirk Cousins taking the most money he
but
can get.
No, but maybe not. If he finds a good fit. But unless he finds a great fit, right? But if not, the other option is just get paid as much money as possible.
Yeah.
That's a great back. If that's plan B, then you're great, dog.
I think so.
If plan B is then just the most ridiculous amount of money that's available, then shit, I'll take that shit all day long. But this gives you the opportunity to actually find out. Maybe some team wows me like I never thought they could and lets me know. You know what I mean? There's always the teams that are just like, no, we're for real going to win this bitch next year. Do you want to be a part of this? I mean,
yeah, but the Patriots
are in the fucking Super Bowl. Paying the greatest quarterback probably ever $15 million a year.
Yeah.
Why fucking Matthew Stafford is getting 30.
Well, they need
double
Stafford
the amount.
They need.
Should Matthew Stafford ever get double the amount of money of Tom Brady?
No, but the franchise is in a completely different position.
Well, Tom Brady's in a position where he wants to win fucking
Super
Bowl.
Yeah, and Matt Stafford he didn't make that sacrifice. He wanted the most money because he knows he's not going to win a Super Bowl.
It's not a bad thing. It's like exactly. It's not that he's saying I would rather than no. It's he's saying I'm probably not going to win a Super Bowl.
So I'm just
so let me get as much money as I could possibly get.
At least here.
And that should probably... And again, that's why Kirk might say, you know what, Cleveland, you're not too bad.
Not too bad at all. Let's do it. Let's lose together.
You know, I mean, and again, what if they don't lose? Now he's a genius.
I mean, all of a sudden.
Now he's a god. And and in Cleveland, he would be just legendary.
Let's keep it. Relax. Mm-hmm. A god. Hugh Jackson, the god. They're going to build a statue of him on Lake
Erie. If Kirk Cousin wins even one playoff game for the Browns...
They've won one game. They're 1-13. Today is actually Hugh Jackson Day of all days.
What if Kirk Cousins works?
Well, yeah, they had that one year with what's his name?
The man's a legend. Legendary, bro.
Why can't I remember this dude's name right now? What's his name? He's the backup on the Panthers. The white dude.
Oh.
That should never is it Anderson?
Big dude? Derek Anderson.
Thank you, former
Cleveland Browns.
He got him to the playoffs that one year, right? Yeah. So, shit's possible. So, but let's talk about...
What was that big-ass running back they had that year? Wasn't it the year they had...
Oh, man, I had a tough time remembering who the quarterback was. I'm not going to remember the running back.
Jamal Lewis.
Oh, was it Jamal? Mr. Quick Feet? Those feet never stopped moving, dude. Let's talk about two teams that are actually playing. There's one more game left in this NFL season. And it's the Philadelphia Eagles at the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
This Sunday at 3:30 p.m. on NBC. What do you guys think? What are you guys thinking? How you feeling about this game? Are you excited? The number one question that I'll pose it to you guys is, do you want New England to get 6, or do you want the Eagles to get 1?
That's easy.
Is it?
I think so.
For me, it's very easy. This is the perfect kind of situation. I flat out don't give a fuck. I do not mean like I'm not gonna watch a game.
Right.
I'm gonna watch and I'm gonna enjoy it. But I don't give a fuck about the outcome. So I literally can just watch a great game.
Yeah.
And if I don't watch a great game, again, I don't give a fuck. So I am in a position where I kind of like these once in a while. Like, I just get to just chill. Like, all I want to know is the barbecue going to be lit? Is it going to be?
You know, Stuart's already got that meat going.
So it's going to be good. It's going to be a good time no matter what the fuck goes down. So look, you know what I want? I want 29-31. I want, you know, something.
Yeah.
You know, but if I don't get it, it really doesn't matter. But I have a feeling. The good thing about this game is we can get it.
Right.
We can get that good game.
Yeah,
the good game has a real realistic chance to get a good game here. We can get a good one.
We can get a great one. I think it will be a great one. I think for me, I think you're right. It was easy. I'd rather have New England get six. And even though it puts them ahead of the Niners in championships, which is awful, but.
Why, you prefer the zero teams? You prefer, like, keeping. It's one of those things where people say, like, yeah, six is a lot, but, like, you'll rather have Philly stay at zero championships?
Yeah, why not? But not just that, like, I don't really. Philly is not the part of the equation, and their fan base is kind of assholes, so.
So why is it easy then?
Because I think I'd rather see something great. History.
Okay.
Something that. You know, even if it's not my team, that I can appreciate the greatness that I'm watching. And, you know, since we are only here for a short amount of time, and we can look back on this time and say that was the greatest quarterback or that was the greatest run in NFL history, and, like, we saw it.
Yeah, but, you know, also not rooting for it doesn't necessarily mean you don't get to enjoy it.
Like, no, I'm still going to enjoy it. Even
what I mean is, let's say I watch the game, right, and I root for Tom Brady to lose because I don't want him to get to six, right? Let's just talk for, you know.
Man.
Let's just say that's where I'm going, right? I'm like, fuck this fucker.
Yeah.
I don't want him to get to six. I just don't want him to get to six. That's flat out my only goal here. And guess what happens at the end of the game? He gets six, right? He wins it, of course.
You're still going
to
enjoy it, yeah.
I get to still say, I got to witness it. I got to watch it. Fuck if I hated it. Fuck if I hated through it. At the end of the day, when people's careers is over, that's a great part of being a sportsman. Once it's over, you get to just now watch. You get to go back. And again, like that, like, I could say, shit, I didn't want it to happen. I thought it wasn't going to happen. But then when it happened, I was like, good shit. Right?
Okay,
like,
there.
So, but at the same time, I get what you're saying. But the difference is, it's not about rooting for it. It's what you don't want. Maybe not don't want. But if you're rooting against Tom Brady, then it does get a little
bit. A lot of people are.
And that's where it's a little different. You're right. Because it isn't just about hoping it doesn't happen. It's where you really are invested in Tom Brady not getting to six. That's harsh. He's going to get to six. I hate to break it to you. He's probably going to get there.
I think so.
So that's a bad position to be in.
Okay, so we all kind of know our picks already.
Well, what I'm saying is, if that matters that deeply to you, kind of sucks for you.
Yeah.
Because that might be a real possibility here. And again, I'm only going off what you're saying.
Right.
If you're saying you absolutely, definitely do not want Tom Brady to get to six,
he's gonna get it.
Then you're absolutely, definitely, possibly about to get disappointed. Dog. Like, I mean, that's just a fact.
I'm gonna let you know,
yep. Yeah, like, and
that's what he does.
You know, like, so that's why I said it feels kind of good sometimes to not be fully invested.
You know what's most shocking to me about this is that Cowboy fans are actually telling me they prefer the Eagles to win a championship.
Oh, no.
My
I was just
going
to tell you.
Oh,
Michael
my
Irvin,
God.
Though, but look, I disagree just because, well, I don't disagree. You hear what you hear. But I was just hearing an interview where Michael Irvin was talking about him hearing the exact opposite.
He wants, okay, good.
Well, he's saying, like, you know, fuck it.
That was from Joe.
He basically said, Michael Irvin's like, well, I don't want these guys to get one more championship than us. But he's like, but Cowboy fans are telling me, fuck that. Because again, since they're divisional rivals.
That's on you to win another one.
Since they're divisional rivals, though.
Hell no.
They enjoy the what? Fuck.
The zero.
They love rubbing that in the Eagles fans' face.
Love it.
Right? It's like us in the NFC West. When an AFC Cardinal fans stub, you're like, stop it. You really need to stop with everything you're doing. And I'm pretty sure Cowboy fans gotta love the fact
we still give Seattle
that the Eagles are not serious about the NFL. The Eagles are the kind of franchise that is good at football, maybe back in the days when they were winning AFL, you know, other bullshit.
Just kind of like they have. There's a statue of a fake character there that's idolized.
Yes. What I'm telling you though is zero champions, zero Super Bowls
means something
means zero Super Bowls. So I understand why the city of Philly is lit. At the same time, even though it's salty than a motherfucker, I completely understand a Cowboy fan base saying, fuck this squad.
Okay. So I guess Joey's just the anomaly then, because that's what he told me, so...
Well, I get it, but it's because of the recency. You said it's our era. If the Cowboys, I mean, not the Cowboys. I don't want to guarantee them to stay
at five. Exactly.
Well, not even stay. I don't know, because I can't get in somebody's head. But I almost guarantee you, if before our era, the Patriots had four Super Bowls, and then the Tom Brady era, they win two, and then they get to six that way. It still sucks because they got to six one more than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the reason why I think he's more defensive is like, all six happened in our time. We saw all six of them.
Yeah.
We saw all of them.
Every single one.
That makes it worse. And that's why I could almost understand why he's like, no, I am done with this. Yeah. I just don't want this.
I can't see it again.
I don't want to read
it. Right? Because it's a lot more recent. Again, the Eagles, it's historic. They've always never won.
And you know what's
funny?
They
just never won. They don't win. You don't win. Sorry, Eagles fan, but you do not win Super Bowls, right? Like, that's just...
They're allergic.
It's allergic. Allergic to dubs when it comes to the big game.
Gotten there recently.
And the worst part about it is now. They've actually played the Patriots already in the Super Bowl.
And lost.
Took an L.
Yep, took an L.
Took an L.
Same quarterback.
So
quarterback for one of the squads.
Yeah, exactly. Same quarterback. About the story.
Same quarterback.
Because Nick Foles better not have been.
So right now, I'm looking at Bovada and some of these Super Bowl specials, and I might hop on them before the weekend. Brady right now -110 to win MVP. Gronk +900. I like. That's interesting to me. Especially, well, Gronk said he might be cleared by tomorrow. So I think he's going to play. Obviously, he's going to play, right? I mean,
If I was betting on that, is he going to? Fuck the stat. I'm not even. I wouldn't go that deep.
Does he play?
Is he playing or not? Yeah. That's the one I want to bet on. And I'll bet yes.
I like these two ones. Super Bowl special. Pink's hair color and is pink airborne. They're just getting really ridiculous, man. Are you going to do any? Will Pink say Eagles before she sings National Anthem?
Oh, yeah, because she's from Philadelphia. So, not Philadelphia.
Will Pink forget a word? Holy crap. Will she sing an Eagles thing? Damn. Color a Bill Belichick shirt at kickoff. Blue, gray, red, white. Blue is the favorite. I think he's going gray.
Yeah, gray hoodie.
You think he's going gray? Okay.
Well, they're doing the white jerseys, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they said, because you know what they're saying. Is it 12 out of 13?
Predominant color.
Is it the number? The stats are crazy. Well, I think it's 12 out of 13 and 12 out of the last 14 Super Bowl teams to rock
white win.
Damn. So they're just going that way.
And those are the stats that don't bullshit what they mean.
Okay.
Shit.
How many times Dynasty will be said during the broadcast? Over 1.5, under 1. I'm going over, right? Dynasty?
Well, there's one playing.
And they're going to say it a ton of times.
That's the only way you reference it.
Right?
Those Patriots.
You have to.
Dynasty.
You have to. Patriots. Okay, yeah. Okay, so.
And who's calling the game?
It's. That's CBS. Full. Yeah, I know. That would be kind of crazy. No, it's
Jim Nance and shit.
No, it's Al Michaels.
Oh.
It's Chris Collinsworth, baby.
No, if it's Chris Collinsworth.
He's saying Dynasty.
He's saying Dynasty a lot of times.
19 times in one minute.
Oh, shit, little times. He's Dynasty.
Ooh, I like, they're all at pretty much 1.5. Like, wardrobe malfunction, over 1.5. How many times will it be said? How many times will Giselle be shown on TV? How many times will Tom Brady's age be mentioned? Temperature outside. How many times?
Wait. Whoa. What's the over-under on Tom Brady's age?
1.5 times.
I'll take the over.
Way over, right? Because
I was going to tell you 2.5.
Yeah, for sure. Carson Wentz. You know what's funny? They said how many times Carson Wentz will be mentioned. Just 3.5.
Yeah, but that's a little high. Yeah. Even though that's a good number, but because I think I could easily see five, six times.
Under 4, yes.
But I could also see just 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, let's talk about the game for a second. What are you most excited for when it comes to these two teams? Like, we can get actually like a little bit more like football, like what we actually like about football. Like, what are you excited for on the Patriots side? What are you excited for on the Eagles side? Because we've watched enough of these teams to really have an opinion on them.
I'm excited for, I'm going to make this part of it a little bit about the Eagles, right? Doug Peterson. So, part of competition, part of whether you're a player or coach or whatever, at a certain point, the level has to be stepped to the highest amount.
Yeah.
So Peterson either is going to get to fold or has the opportunity to go against the absolute chess master.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for Peterson to get that opportunity. Now, that might be an opportunity where he completely pisses down his leg as soon as the first quarter starts and he starts calling stupid shit and he just completely gets in his head and loses the game. Or he beats the hoodie in the Super Bowl.
That would be the biggest.
Becomes epic. And again, Philly, like,
changes the fate of everybody, including
even
Nick Foles.
Even though I'm giving you love right now, back to a little bit of hate is one Super Bowl in Philly makes you a fucking god. A fucking...
Better than Andy Reid. Better than what? Everyone.
This is zero.
Yeah. Zero to one. Now. You doubled it. 100%. 200%. Everything.
Everything. Is. This is a team that's never won, and now you're a team that's won once. That's a huge difference.
Humongous difference. It changes everything. I think I'm excited. Well, A, to see former Niner Torrey Smith in the game. Okay. Like, one thing the Eagles do well is they spread the ball around. They have a lot of weapons. Ertz, Torrey Smith, Alshon, and their two running backs.
Mm-hmm.
LeGarrette and Ajayi.
And Ajayi is...
He's nice. He's not bad.
He's not bad at all.
Dude. So they can control the ball. I'm looking, New England's probably going to start off slow. I wouldn't be surprised if they're down 7-0, 3-0. You know, something like that, 3-3, if it looks like, they do start off slow.
That's what I was going to say. Not because of what this team has showed me, it's what they've done in the past. The Patriots have started slow in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and if you're the Eagles, you got to, like, for me, how I would attack early on is just have Nick Foles going deep. I would just say, take a shot, take it,
mm-hmm.
Even on first down. First play of the game, something like that. Not that Belichick's ever going to be caught off guard. You don't think he is until he actually is, But nobody's perfect, but he's pretty damn close to it as a football coach.
Seems. What I would do is I would really try to go Ajayi.
LeGarrette.
And then come the second half, just LeGarrette their asses to death.
Well, that's what you want to do because that chews up the clock. The more times you have the ball.
But in the second half, I want to see the guy that still wants to tackle LeGarrette Blount in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know who's going to do it? James Harrison. And I don't know if he can, but he's definitely going to be willing.
Yeah, but again, this is a perfect example. I know he's proven it in the past, and shit, he's done it his whole time. Fourth quarter is fourth quarter, dog.
Yeah, I know.
Are we depending on a 40-year-old man in the fourth quarter? Maybe we are, and he's proven he's a beast. But that's why I would rather bang.
No, you sure about that? Yeah.
On LeGarrette Blount in the fourth quarter going against some sort of DB or somebody that really doesn't want that noise.
The Eagles have been, these are the two number one teams in the league. We know what New England does. They do the same thing. They're going to try and control the ball. They got two good, really good running backs too. Like Deion Lewis. And what can I think of the other running back right now?
James White.
And not just that, Burkhead as well. Mm-hmm. Burkhead's more of that, Burkhead could be like Kevin Falk-ish, type of player. Where he can even sneak. Well, I doubt that anybody but Brady is going to win MVP if they win. But if they do, Burkhead is a shot to win MVP. And like you said, Amendola. Did you hear Simmons getting shit for calling him Danny?
Yeah.
That shit is fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, my God.
Why is it Brady? Why is it so? And why is he Danny?
Huh? there are some, there are some athletes who are first name basis. Kobe. Not even Michael Jordan, because you say Michael's too many Michaels. MJ. You know MJ.
Yeah, but not if you're talking basketball. Like, Michael's one guy.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's who we think of, right?
There's only one Michael if you're talking basketball. Michael.
Magic, exactly. Or Irvin.
Kareem.
Yeah. There are some... yeah, exactly. The greats.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I don't think Danny Amendola is a first name type of dude.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I hope you're not saying he... Then he belongs, or no, what the fuck?
If you, like, look, Gronk. Perfect. Gronk is a first name dude.
Yeah, but his game definitely backs it up, but it's more to do with Gronkowski's Gronkowski.
Yeah, well,
when someone tells you their last name Gronkowski, the first thing you're thinking is, how do I shorten it? How do I change it? How do I call you something but that?
Gronk.
So that's perfect. Why Gronk is Gronk.
And he's also very Gronkish.
Even if he was 4'6", You know what I mean? Like, he would have been Gronk. Like, he always would have been Gronk.
His brother, the fullback?
I don't know.
And if he wasn't Gronk, he would... Oh, man, no, maybe if he was 4'6", he wouldn't have been Gronk, but he would have been Kowski.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
cow.
He was... Yeah. He would have... Yeah, he would have been cow.
He
would have never been... You know, he would have...
Been robbed.
He was destined to never be Gronkowski.
He's more... He reminds me of what I was going to say. Remember that movie Little Giants, the character Spike? Like, he could have been Spike. Oh, yeah. Like, he's a Spike more
Spike
than he
don't
is a
care. Rob.
Yeah. Spike don't care.
Remember Spike don't care, dog.
Of course not. Until he met the Icebox.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
That was the greatest movie.
It was good.
These kids will never understand, Brandon.
Oh, man, they don't get
Do yourselves a favor. Go check out Little Giants.
Go check out Little Giants. I'll put it on the screen right now. A really, really good movie. Rick Moranis. Whack-ass cowboys made an appearance as well. Yeah, that's right. Oh, boy. Terrible. I am very excited for this game, of course, just because it is the Super Bowl. It's the last game of the year. I'm in some Super Bowl pools. So, kind of my last chance to gamble on the NFL and win some money. And, you know, I just want it to be a good game because then all of a sudden, right after this game, you know, A, we can analyze it. And then B, next season starts. And then all my Niner hopes and dreams of Jimmy Garoppolo
Jimmy Garcon
coming back and maybe a running back. And I don't know who we're going to draft. And then all of a sudden it's the NFL draft. And last year, and that was a lot of fun for us. You know, I think, where's it going to be this year?
The draft? Oh, yeah, they moved it.
Because last year it was in Philly, and a shout-out to Philly, because it was fucking awesome. Like, from TV, it looked like it was an amazing good time. I really would love to go. Once that new stadium is built here in L.A., I would love to go and do, like, a live coverage, you know, if we still have this damn show. Maybe we're big time, we get sent there. Who the hell knows? Mm-hmm. That'd be really amazing. We can have Mike. Mike has to come back. We have to do it in a car-ish setting.
Pull up.
Anything else you guys want to add before on the Super Bowl or anything else?
Well, the Super Bowl is always good, fool. Like, I mean, not because again, even if the game is whack, you get just drunk out of your ass, eat all the wings, all the burgers, whatever the fuck is going on, and you just have a good time anyway. It's like the good part about this game is what I'm saying is my team is not in it, so let's just be 100%.
Yeah, the Niners are nowhere close.
The first thing we should all ask ourselves is. Is my team playing?
That's a zero.
You know, once they're not playing, you say, so why do I give a fuck, right? Well, because I'm an American, and it's the Super Bowl, so I care.
Damn right.
So now, we get to be happy because we're going to watch a game no matter what. I mean, it's our duty.
Of course.
But, it could be a good game. So now we get to say, you know what? Appreciate that.
Yep.
We're not getting Giants-Baltimore Ravens. That was one of the worst Super Bowls ever. Who gave a fuck about that game?
Nobody.
No one gave a fuck about that game.
Nope. Oh, man. I love... No,
and the Patriots...
Why'd you gotta bring it down like that?
The thing about the Patriots is, even though not everybody's rooting for them, at least enough people hate the shit out of them. And this is a couple years back. This is when the Ravens were like even more brand new than they are now. Who the fuck were the Ravens? You couldn't even hate them because you didn't even know who the fuck they were.
Weren't they the Colts at some point, or what are they?
That's the crazy.
The old Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, the Browns that became the Ravens.
You still know, like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah, you're that. That's what's going on at the time. You're like, what the fuck? Do I even hate this team, or do I even know what the fuck's going on?
What are they? Yeah. Oh, I guess people from Cleveland hated them.
Yeah, but I mean,
but they're not. They don't hate them enough to tune in. They're like, yeah, fuck them.
People from Cleveland hate life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in general.
You know, they're looking back when Johnny Manziel won a game. They're like, oh, the good old days.
The good old days when we had that and still had
yeah, Johnny football.
And still had a racist logo for our baseball team. You know what I mean? The good old days.
Ah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, let's finish on that. Because I know the Super Bowl one, I did want to have the last thing we talk about. But that's just too juicy not to talk about. So.
What?
The Cleveland Indians. Well, of course. Well, that does it for episode 131. Make sure, if you got this far, make sure you check out part one. If you already did, thank you so much. Find us on the web. I'll throw everything up. Our links up 30minutelunchbreak.wordpress.com. We're going to have a big year. Video, audio. We're going to have a lot of fun. Hopefully we're going to interview a couple comedians that I got lined up. We'll go from there. See what's happening. Mike, thank you so much for joining us, man. It's always appreciated.
Thank you, Eric,
you want to add anything else?
No, man, James Harden, 60 points and a
triple-double. We covered it in part one. Check it out. make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, of course, and wherever you can find your podcasts. Later, guys. Have a great week. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Peace.